Hello.
Hi there. Hello, ma'am. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about Gator County. We would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
Odessa.
Within the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you much. Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
I think Hector County needs some work.
So, but in your opinion, it's moving on the right track or wrong track at this point?
No, not on the right track.
Wrong track then, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
What is the issue most about Hector County?
Sure, the one that in your opinion is most important.
I think our issues with the school system should be addressed.
Education issues, all right. Very
mm-hmm.
well. How would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
I would say about fair.
Fair, all right. Moving on. Thank you so much. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I think that if President Trump isn't reelected, we're all going to be in trouble.
Okay. But, you know, just the way it is now, do you think that 5 years from now, the economy in Hector County will be better, worse, or about the same?
It will probably be worse.
Worse. Thank you, ma'am. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I am concerned. I haven't worked since 2020.
Wow.
It's very hard to find a job. I'm not bilingual, so it's very difficult. And
uh-huh.
My husband, we pray every day that he gets to go to work.
Sure, sure. I understand. So would you say you are very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me, how would you rate Hector County on each of those qualities? First one is welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Would you say Hector County is excellent, good, fair, or poor in that department?
I think I think it's a little poor, actually. I think there's a lot of quiet racism here. So
okay.
it's poor. Yeah.
All right. How about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Oh, Lord. Traffic is awful in this place.
So would you say it's excellent?
If everybody from a different state would just go home, our traffic would be better.
All right, so it's congested, huh? So would you qualify that? Would you qualify that as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think it's it's poor. Get away from me, dude! Go.
Poor. Very
Don't
well.
Don't tell Oasis.
All right. Yeah, how about having natural beauty and physical setting? How would you qualify Hector County on that particular department?
Well, for flatland, I think we do pretty good.
Good. All right. That's good. Thank you. This one is having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
I'm almost 60. We don't go out.
Okay. So, but I'm really good in your opinion. As far as you know, it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I guess it's fair. I mean, the downtown is trying to fix it up a little bit. I think it's fair.
fair. Okay, very well. Next quality is a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Would you say that's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Hang on one second. Could you put him outside, please? Our dogs are like children around here. Could you repeat that again, please?
Sure. The next quality mentioned here is a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
I think it's fair.
Fair. And offering job opportunities in your field.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to. It's hard for somebody Generation X to comment
sure.
on Generation Z.
Well, if you don't know, that's a fair answer. I will answer that you don't know in that particular question.
Yeah.
Would that be
yeah.
okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Effective leadership from elected officials. Do you feel they are doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job?
Poor.
Poor. Quality of public schools.
Poor.
Poor as well, okay. Availability of affordable housing.
I think it's fair.
Fair, okay.
I've never lived in affordable housing, so I don't know.
All right. Very well. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature. Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
I think they've done some good work at the parks.
Mm-hmm. So is that good or excellent?
Good.
Good. How about the availability of cultural opportunities, such as theaters, museums, and music?
I think it's fair. I think they're trying.
They're trying. Okay. So it's a work in, it's still in process. Okay.
Work in progress.
Progress. Okay, very well. How about public transportation?
I think I've never had to ride on the easy track. So, I think it's fair. I mean,
all right.
They have the buses everywhere, so.
Sure, sure. How about public safety and low crime? How would you qualify that one?
You said low crime?
Yeah, public safety and low crime.
I think if the kids got ass whoopings, we wouldn't have a high crime.
So right now, public safety and low crime, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's kind of poor. I think the cops hide a lot.
Okay. And one more in this particular line of question. Availability of quality health care.
I think
excellent.
We need better doctors.
So how would
I think,
you say?
I think because the majority of Odessa goes out of town, outside Midland, Odessa, to go
mm-hmm.
to good doctors. So I think the hacker slashers that they have coming in to the hospitals, I think they're doing a poor job.
So poor, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. Moving on, ma'am. Almost done. Please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first type of people is families with children. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor for families with children?
I think it's good. I've lived here all my life, so
good.
I think it's good.
Okay. How about for people living below the poverty line?
The poverty line?
Yes, ma'am. How would you qualify that, Hector County, as a place to live? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I guess it's fair. I guess
sure.
It depends on who you are, whether you can walk in and get food stamps or not. I don't know.
Sure. I mean, it's your opinion that counts. There's no right or wrong answer in this questioning. How far for retirees or people, you know, retiring the workforce? Excellent, good.
Hell, everybody moves to Midland when they retire.
So how do you qualify at Exxon County as a place to live?
I don't know. We're never retiring, so probably fair.
Fair, okay. For racial and ethnic minorities?
Well, again, I think there's a silent... silent prejudice when it comes to minorities. So,
so would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think it's poor.
Poor. And for people like you?
I don't know. I don't see color, so I just do my business and don't worry about it.
What I'm saying is Hector County as an excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live for people like you.
I mean, we do pretty good.
Good? Okay.
Again, we've lived here all my life, so.
Sure, sure. And for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market, is Hector County a good place to live, fair place to live, poor, or excellent? College graduates looking to enter the job market.
College grads, I would say probably pretty poor since we're all oil fields here.
So, good? Or is that...
I guess so, babe. I don't.
Go ahead and take them out and wash them with their clothes. And I'll show you this T-shirt in just a second.
Sure.
I'd say it was. I don't know. Fair.
Fair. Okay. Very well. Moving on, man. Almost done. How for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live?
Well, there's new businesses popping up everywhere. I think it's good for certain people.
Okay. And for young, single people?
Well, if they're still living in Odessa, I guess they're doing pretty poor. I don't know. If I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't be
all
single
right.
here.
Okay. So would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor for single people?
Kind of poor. Well, I mean,
right.
What do? They go to work, they go to bars, they pick up people and, you know, out to have fun, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Very well. So moving on. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No, that's good.
Good. Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Probably about the same.
Same, thank you. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plan for economic development in Hector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all?
Not too familiar.
Okay.
I think people that are in power around here are only thinking about their pockets and nobody else.
Okay. In that case, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all?
Not too confident.
Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with vision and plan for community development in Hector County?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar. All right. Thank you. How confident are you in the vision, plan, and leadership for community development in Hector County, ma'am? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all?
Not too confident.
Very well. Josephine, questions?
I think we need leaders that are for the people and not for themselves.
I see. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Unless I win the lottery, not too likely.
Not too likely, okay. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
We've all graduated here.
High school graduate or some college?
Yes. No, high school.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Hardcore Republican.
Hardcore Republican.
Democrats are too much for me.
Okay. And for statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
I just turned 58.
Okay, thank you. And do you have a high school, do you have a school-age child living in your household? Yes or no?
They all graduated. They moved out this summer.
So no children?
Well, I have one child, but she's way too young.
Oh, it doesn't go to school yet, the child?
She's in junior high, but she's not, maybe I misheard the question.
Do you have a school-age child living
yes,
in your household?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Why?
Sure. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo?
I'm white.
White. Thank
My
you
husband
so much.
Is black.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
My husband.
Thank you. Is your annual household income below $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 and above?
$75,000 and up.
Thank you. Couple more questions. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
I am now a homemaker.
Homemaker, thank you, ma'am. Yeah, you mentioned that you lost your job. Okay.
Well, you know, I'm just curious. You guys ask people how much they make a year. And everybody says what, before taxes, because that's what our W-2 says. But do you realize that if my husband makes 75 and up, he only brings home maybe 50 of that?
Yeah, that's a fact of life, ma'am. But, the question said they only ask for, before taxes, so that's what we do, that information that we get. I realize what you're saying. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Well, Generation X only had two, so I'm female, and my husband is male.
Thank you, ma'am. I know. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Have a wonderful night, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.